Up next on JusticeFound.org, Roland Washington and special guest interviewers Rima Calloway, Ebony Brenner, and Ronisha Johnson get a chance to talk with Melanie Yao and Evelyn Huang from Lenders for Community Development. Lenders for Community Development is an organization that provides microloans to small businesses and micro-entrepreneurs. And we get a chance to hear today how this organization works and a lot of the good work they're doing in the community. You can find out more about Lenders for Community Development online at l4cd.com. Again, that's l4cd.com. This is David Kordsmeyer from the Justice Foundation, and I'm excited to bring you another edition of the Work of Justice Talk with the host, Roland Washington.
Hey, K-Poo. We are back in the studio. We have two special guests for you from Lenders for Community Development. Can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Melanie Yao, and I work for Lenders for Community Development, as you mentioned. And this is Evelyn Huang. I'm helping with the marketing for events that I hope to tell you guys and tell everyone out there about a little bit later. But this is Evelyn Huang.
Hi, everyone. I'm Evelyn Huang. I am the director of the microloan program at Lenders for Community Development.
So can you please let everyone know exactly what Lenders for Community Development does?
Sure. Lenders for Community Development is a not-for-profit financial institution, and our mission is to help individuals, families, and communities build assets. What that means in day-to-day terms is we give small business loans to low-income individuals around the Bay Area.
So, like, basically what my perception of loans is when you go to a bank or say you need to, you know, go take out a loan for a house or a car. And I know most of the people in my community and everything says they get denied a lot for loans. So do you guys help out the people, I guess, who have challenges with, you know, accomplishing?
Credit scores.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we exist. The whole idea is there are a lot of people who own good businesses. They're good business people, but whether that's because they lack history in the business, whether they just have bad credit scores, there's just a lot of reasons that it's hard to get a loan from a bank. And our process is very different. So instead of saying, great, come to me, show me all your documents, show me your income, tell me what excellent credit you have, and sorry, denied, what we want to do is work with you on your business plan and say, first things, let's sit and meet face-to-face. Let's have a conversation about what your business is. Let's flesh out that idea. Let me ask you some questions. Hopefully, I'm going to help you think about new ways to grow and creative ways that you can market yourself and think about cash and think about the finances behind your company. So instead of being just, let's give you capital, I'm going to shake your hand and say bye-bye, now pay me back, it's really about providing the consulting and the resources behind your business to make sure you are successful.
So it's kind of like a... Well, I want to say like a training sort of, you know, how they prepare us to go to college. So it's kind of like you guys help out also more of like on a personal level rather than just a number and here's your money.
Absolutely. It's very, very personal. Everyone that works through our system has a customized relationship with a loan officer. I think the difference for us is we really do focus on giving money. I think if you come to us and you've got some ideas, but maybe you really need to work on a business plan, we were going to refer you to another nonprofit organization that can help you with a business plan. And when it seems like you have that plan in shape, come back to us, and that's when we can actually give you funds to work it.
Okay. This is Ebony. I have a question. I know you guys direct this towards women, and my question is personal because I do want to open my own business, and then I have started like a rough draft of a business plan, but like you said, so I would come to you guys and address it, and then you guys would help. But my thing is, why did you guys direct it towards women?
Sure. First of all, I want to say that's awesome. Yeah, that's that you're great. Trying to do that. I think it's great to see ambition in women, and I think it's great to start at a young age too. I think that we don't just focus on women. Mm-hmm. So our clients are anybody who is low income in the Bay Area. It just so happens that a lot of women are really good entrepreneurs, and so that's why they work with us. Exactly, yeah. And I think that women work really hard. I think that we all know that we provide a lot of financial stability in families, and I think that's one of the reasons that women tend to use nonprofit resources. Women tend to think carefully about how to start businesses and maybe plan more about making sure that they do work.
And I think, Evelyn, isn't it true that the statistics is about 57% of our clients are actually women?
It's more than that now. I'd say in the last couple of years, it's more like 70% are women. And again, it's not targeted necessarily towards women. It just happens to be that the Bay Area's got a lot of strong women.
Hi, this is Rima speaking, and I would like to know, where did your organization originate from?
Yeah, we've been around for 15 years or so. So it's been around for a while. We focus mostly on South Bay and San Mateo, so Santa Clara, San Mateo area. Okay. Only recently, in the last year and a half, have we entered into Alameda County and San Francisco County, and we're happy to be here. We were founded as a for-profit business, believe it or not. It was a consortium of banks that got together, and they had an incentive from the government to reinvest into lower-income communities. Mm-hmm. Pretty quickly figured out that doesn't work as a for-profit business. We don't make money off of our loans, so we can't support ourselves without fundraising. So we changed to a nonprofit status, and it's really grown since there. Initially, we were doing 10, 15 loans a year. Now we're doing 250 loans a year, and we're growing even more from there.
So my question is, what types of businesses have you guys issued loans to?
Yeah, a wide variety, and I think that's one of the greatest things about the Bay Area, that people are very, very creative. At Lenders for Community Development, some of the more common businesses that we have funded include family daycare and childcare businesses, janitorial businesses, landscaping businesses. We have people involved in technology since it's Silicon Valley, web design businesses, people who want to do business consulting services. On the larger end, we definitely have people that start restaurants, maybe manufacturing and retail.
Oh, I have another question also. Like, amongst that, I think you said 57% of women?
Now 70% of
70%.
Women,
how do you know exactly how many of those women were minorities?
About 73% are minorities. And that's not just women. That's actually across all of our population, both men and women.
Okay.
I'd like to take a moment, actually, and tell you about a new event that we have coming up. That's tomorrow. Melanie can tell you more information.
Actually, we're really excited about this because what we're trying to do is impact the community and kind of go out to the community and reach people where they're at and where their businesses are at. And tomorrow we're having an event. It's Wednesday. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Beckett's Irish Pub in Berkeley. So anybody is welcome to come. And what we're going to do is we're going to have loans, and we're going to have loan officers meet with people one-on-one to be able to talk about their businesses and learn about their businesses, and people can ask questions about what they should do, how they can get loans from us, whether they would be the right fit to get loans from us versus another place. And so we're going to have loan applications for people to fill out. It's going to be a casual event. You know, food will be provided. And just people to meet each other entrepreneurs in the area. And so that's tomorrow again at Beckett's Irish Pub in Berkeley, one station from the downtown BART station in Berkeley.
If
anybody is out there who wants to come, they can feel free to RSVP to build credit at l4cd.com, and the 4 is the number 4, but they can also just feel free to drop by.
So it's kind of like a loan fair?
It is kind of like a loan. We call it a small business loan application event night. And it's going to be relaxed, and people are just going to mingle and talk and get some information on how they can apply for loans to grow their business or start their business. And the loans, you know, we give out loans. Evelyn can talk about this as well, but we give out loans anywhere from $1,000 to $200,000. Tomorrow, we're focusing on $50,000 to $100,000. But that said, you know, people who are interested are welcome to come and learn about it. And our hope is to build some impact in the communities around.
I have a question.
Sure.
With my young ladies here, don't you guys wonder how these women got into this situation?
Don't you?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you guys can replicate that, do you need more?
Great question.
Meaning how Melanie and I are working with Lenders
involved
for Community Development? Sure. Personally, so I worked in finance for a few years and was actually a venture capitalist, which is quite a different business. pretty quickly figured out that just wasn't me. I think that I've always wanted to do something that was a little more socially oriented. And so I was very lucky, though, that my former boss at the venture capital firm sat on the board of this organization. So that's how I got hooked up with it. But if you are interested in it, I think there's just plenty of volunteer opportunities. There are ways just to get involved with your community and other organizations out there. One of the greatest things about nonprofits in general is that we really do rely a lot on volunteers. Mm-hmm. And it's from the ground up. I mean, you can start working with clients, you can be, or if you want to do office work, you can do office work too. I think there are a lot of ways for young people to get involved, and highly encourage everyone to do that.
Yeah. For me, I also, like Evelyn, started in the for-profit world, and I was at a startup in Silicon Valley. We did mobile applications. And so that's a completely different world too. And like Evelyn, I just felt like I wanted a different kind of purpose in what I do every day. You know, if I'm going to spend hours and hours at work, I want it to be meaningful for me. And that's why I think this is really cool, because I feel like a lot of I admire people who really want to help the community for that sake, which is what you guys are doing, which is great to see such young people. And I don't think when I was 17, I was doing things like this. So I think that's really great that you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
But I just started looking around for different things and knew somebody in Lenders for Community Development, and decided to come and help out with some marketing for Evelyn. So it's been really fun.
This is Ebony. I want to address what you guys say. You know how you guys have, like, that inside person and that person that got you in, like, you know, someone right on the board. And, like, us, we don't have those type of, like, resources and those people that are there. And I want to know, like, how can we, without having those resources, get in and can go volunteer and can go get out and start a business plan and get a loan and all that? Like, what resources can you guys offer us in order
advice
to get in? Or, yeah, advice.
Well, so, now you know two people. You know me, and now you know Melanie. So now you got some ins. Put yourself out there. I think the first thing that I would say is don't be afraid just to get your name out there. And even if you don't know anybody, the more somebody hears about you, the more tenacious you are, the more persistent you are, they're going to want to work with you. And obviously, the three of you are here today because you are tenacious people. Mm-hmm. And so any other organization would be really lucky to have you as well.
Yeah, and I want to add to that too, because I think, you know, anytime you kind of put yourself out there and anytime you kind of go to an event where you don't know anybody, it's very scary. But, you know, your choices are to be scared and go and put yourself out there and make your name known. And then you can get things out of that or just not, and you lose the other path. You lose that other opportunity. I think that's just one regret that I wouldn't want to have in life. And so, I mean, I think that what Evelyn said, just taking every opportunity and putting yourself out there, going to events, even knowing people, having friends, you know, helps. The person that I knew in Lenders for Community Development, which is how I found out about this organization, is he was a friend of mine during my freshman year at college, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, not everything has to be pounding down doors. Sometimes even right in front of you could be people with resources.
Opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities everywhere.
Which is why everybody should come out to Beckett's Irish Pub
right
tomorrow night at Berkeley. It's a great opportunity to put yourself out there as a business.
Yeah, we had an event a few weeks ago for artists, the same thing, for loan events, and it was a great opportunity for people in the same industry to get to know each other and to help each other out. It was a networking event as well as, you know, informational and applying for loans. It was as much as getting to know people in that industry and really learning from each other. And I think it was really helpful. So hopefully tomorrow that will happen as well.
Hi, this is Rima. When you say put yourself out there,
mm-hmm,
how could you put yourself in a positive way where people would want to contact you? Like, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll focus this talking about business, since that's mm-hmm kind of the focus of what we do as an organization. I think the first thing to do is take a look at yourself, take a look at your skills, and take a look at the business that you either have or the business that you want to start, and develop this idea of an elevator pitch. It's kind of what they call it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a 30-second summary of what you do, and write that in a way that is selling to your potential customers. So I'll give an example. Let's say that I want to start a janitorial company. Mm-hmm. I'm really clean and I don't like germs. So let's say that I want to start a janitorial company. What do my clients want? Let's say I want to target the really rich people in San Francisco because they've got really big houses and they also like things really clean and they don't like germs. So let me put myself in their shoes. What are they looking for? Okay, they're probably looking for, number one, someone they trust. And probably because they're actually really wealthy and they want to make sure that whoever's inside their home is going to respect their home, is going to respect them as people. Number two, they probably just want really good quality service. Mm-hmm. Number three, maybe they want green products. I mean, everybody talks about how being environmentally friendly today is a good thing. So let's just target those three things. I would sit there and spend maybe a few weeks trying to refine a statement about myself and the service that I'm providing as a janitorial company targeted specifically to the wealthiest families that live in San Francisco because I provide trustworthy service, quality service, and green service. So that's kind of the methodology that I would do. But always think about yourself as selling. You know, what does somebody else, what can you serve somebody else by doing? What product or service do you have for somebody else? And form that idea.
Okay. This is Ranisha speaking. My question is, I know you guys provide loans for, you know, people who wouldn't initially be able to get a loan at the bank or anything. So are there any types of people that you guys won't provide loans or any rules, let's say, I break and I can't get a loan?
That's a good question.
Definitely. Like any other financial institution, of course, we have guidelines about how we underwrite loans. Let me actually back up for a second, just talk about the different loan products we have and then talk to your question about how we underwrite those. So the loans that we have, as Melanie mentioned, are from $1,000 to $200,000. Usually those people that get $1,000, $2,000 loans have home-based businesses, part-time businesses. They need to buy a computer. They need to print brochures. They need to print business cards, some relatively small type of expense. On the larger side, $200,000, you're talking about someone renovating a whole new building. You're talking about setting up a whole manufacturing facility. And typically, those people have experience already in the business. They probably know business financials. They've probably been to a bank before, so they know what's out there. And so we tailor our products and our underwriting to really appeal to that whole wide range of clients that we have. So on the smallest end, it's really this give you a chance loan. Somebody comes to us, they have an idea. Three things that we look for. Number one, what's your business idea? I mean, it's got to be something that's realistic. If somebody comes to me and says, I want to start a janitorial business and I need two vacuums, great, very realistic. If somebody comes to me and says, hey, I'm going to be the next Google, and I need only $2,000 to do it, I kind of think you're out of your mind. So you have to be realistic about your plan. That's the first thing we look at. Second thing we look at is your personal financial situation. I will full well admit and be the first to say and encourage people to think about this themselves, a loan is not always the right thing for you. A loan only makes sense for you if you can repay that loan. Otherwise, it's just going to put you in debt, as a lot of people have experience with credit cards. It's just going to hurt your credit at the end of the day. It's just going to make life harder for you. A loan is not always the right answer. So the second thing is looking at your personal financial situation. Can you afford to pay back a loan? Then the third thing we look at is credit. We don't have any minimum credit scores, but we do want to see that somebody is paying attention to their credit and trying to improve their credit. And I'll give examples around this too. So let's say someone comes to meet someone who's young and you don't have any credit score, which basically means if you walk to a bank, they're going to tell you no. We're going to tell you yes, just because you have a lack of experience does not mean that you don't know how to handle your finances. Yeah. Another situation, let's say somebody comes to me and they had a bankruptcy last year. They had a bankruptcy because their spouse died and suddenly they became a single mother. I understand that. I mean, obviously it's going to be very difficult for anybody to pick themselves up right away and not fall behind on the bills. So those are things that we understand. I'll give another example. Somebody comes to me and says, oh, I have $50,000 worth of credit card debt. And when I ask them, what did you buy on it? Clothes, cars. Do you have a plan for paying it back? Maybe. That, to me, shows a lack of commitment to understanding your finances and understanding credit. And so we really go into depth about teaching and educating about why credit is important. And so that's the third tier of what we look at. So again, the first thing being the business, the second thing being your personal financial situation, and the third thing being your credit. And of course, those underwriting guidelines get a little bit more strict the larger and larger loans that you get. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is Ranisha again. And to elaborate more on what you said, you guys teach about more understanding about the credit system and everything. So do you guys do more of like a one-on-one basis things, or do you guys have classes, or?
It's all one-on-one, and we do that on purpose because credit and an attitude about money is a very personal thing. And sometimes we recognize that people don't like to talk about that in groups. When people are embarrassed about credit, and sometimes people are embarrassed about the personal financial situation. So we're not broadcasting that to anybody. We want to have a one-on-one personal conversation with you to help, but it's not about airing out dirty laundry.
Like, hi, my name's Ronisha, and I'm broke.
This Ebony. I want to say I congratulate y'all because I was looking for someone like this. And for you guys to be like, well, can I say giving a helping hand and lending out to people with dedication and consideration of their credit and wanting to bring their self up. I want to, if they can't, like, come to, like, the events that you guys have, like the ones you have tomorrow, how else can we get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, we've got a toll-free number. Please give us a call. That's 1-866-299-8173. Again, 1-866-299-8173. And that's for Lenders for Community Development.
And I have another question. So you said that young students can come in and, well, not young students, but young people can come in with no kind of credit and you guys can help them and address them. How does that work? So you guys, like for myself, if I was to walk in and say, like, I have this whole business planned out, you guys will work with me to bring my business together, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it depends on what stage you are in your business. And I will have to say that people actually have to be 18 in order to work with us. So unfortunately,
but you're almost there, right?
You're almost
next
there.
Year.
Exactly. Spend the next 8 months planning a great business plan, and then you're going to come to us. So the first thing that happens is either sit down with us or give us a phone call. We'll spend 30 minutes or an hour, ask you some questions about the history of your business. Why did you decide to do it? What's your experience in this? What's your passion come from? And from there, we're going to talk to you about money. You know, how are you looking at the capital behind the business? If you don't understand that yet, we're going to give you resources, obviously, to help you plan that. And it's usually through a course of from a couple of weeks to a couple of month process of working with us as well as other nonprofit partners that we really synthesize and put together a full plan for your business. And then we present that to our loan committee. And it's a loan committee that ultimately says, yep, you got a loan.
Okay.
So I just want to say thank you to you two for coming by. We very appreciate it, all the compliments you gave us.
Oh,
and everything.
No, it's the truth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now more than ever, every small business has the opportunity to act and promote themselves like a big business using the internet. Come to RedTap. RedTap can help you get online and overcome some of the challenges of getting your business online. We can help you with e-marketing strategy, website design, and e-commerce site setup. Give us a call at area code 415-285-0585. We're located in the heart of the Mission District, and we speak to you in your language and help you get what you need online. For those of you who are new to computers, RedTap is an Apple authorized business agent. We can help you make your buying decision when it comes to getting into the world of computers. Why not start with the Macintosh? Go to http://redtap.com/apple to find out more about how RedTap can help you with your Apple purchasing decision.
You've been listening to the Worker Justice Talk, podcast edition, with Roland Washington. The Worker Justice Talk is a production of JusticeFound.org and RedTap. Most editions are recorded live at the studios of RedTap, located in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco. The Worker Justice Talk is available online at JusticeFound.org and for download on iTunes. The post-production audio engineer was me, David J. Kortzmeyer. Join us next time for another edition of the Worker Justice Talk.